One of the most disturbing elements of the Prohibition War is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows the futility of Prohibition and reaches out to educate the community and current law enforcement. Today, the Russ Belville Show visits with another speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with one clear message. Cops say legalize drugs.
Welcome back, everybody, for our Cops Say Legalized Drugs segment. We've got our guest on the line. It's Joe Baldy, former San Francisco Police Department. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How's it going, Russ?
Doing very good. So glad to have you here. And could you tell our listeners a little bit about your experience working in law enforcement in San Francisco?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get one thing straight. It was South San Francisco.
Oh, South San Francisco. I keep forgetting those are two separate places. Thanks for the correction. Appreciate that.
Okay. I served as a police officer with South San Francisco from 1987 until 92 when I was retired due to injuries sustained on duty. And during that time, one satisfying, rewarding aspect of my job was being on the front line of the war on drugs. I mean, I was a drug warrior. That's what I wanted to do. I was about 6 years old when Nixon declared the war on drugs.
Yeah.
I was raised with stories of neighborhood kids who ruined their lives and their families' lives because of drugs. You know, and I thought, they're immoral people, and they need to be locked up and kept away from society. You know, it wasn't until years after my retirement that I began to see that the war on drugs has been failing. Since my enforcement days, I mean, drugs are more prevalent, they're more potent, less expensive, and the violence associated with the drug trade has drastically increased. You know, Russ, we just got to look at alcohol prohibition. You know, it's such a glaring parallel of our own drug prohibition. And alcohol prohibition created Al Capone. Drug prohibition created El Chapo Guzman.
Absolutely correct. We're speaking again with Joe Baldy from the South San Francisco Police Department, former officer there. And so you went into this as a drug warrior, somebody who thought that drug use, drug peddling were immoral. Seeing the results of the drug war up close and personal, firsthand, did it cause you to change your perspective on drug use itself, or did you just come to the realization it just wasn't working? I guess what I'm asking is, did you change your moral view on drug use?
Well, the moral view is we need to get people who have addiction problems. It's not a law enforcement issue. It's a health issue. Now, we know that some drugs are incredibly dangerous, and we're not saying to take dangerous drugs. We're saying that it needs to be taken out of the law enforcement responsibility. It's a health issue, and it needs to be treated that way. Since, you know, my enforcement days, and even since I was a young kid, I grew up in the same city I worked in. Years before I got on the force, actually my senior year in high school, we had a local drug dealer. He was a neighborhood kid, grew up, nice family, nice car. And Labor Day weekend before my senior year in high school, he was shot in the head. A marijuana deal gone bad. The suspects, both 18 and 19 years old, came in with shredded paper in exchange for money, and they shot him point blank in the head. Now, when I went to high school a couple of weeks later after Labor Day, did the marijuana in my high school stop? No. And when I was a cop years after in the same city, we still had undercover buys in that same high school, it continued. The war on drugs has failed. Prohibition has failed to stop the supply and demand on drugs.
So it sounds like you're more on the tip of it doesn't matter what moral decision we make about it. You can hate it. You can love it. We just have to determine what's the smart way to deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone has, you know, adults have the right to, in their own home, if not hurting anyone, if they want to use dangerous drugs, that's up to them. Law enforcement should not be in the process of apprehending and incarcerating these people for stuff they're doing responsibly in their own home, not hurting anyone else.
You know, this is something that dovetails into the events that we've suffered in this nation over the past week, particularly the execution of 5 police officers in Dallas. And one of the responses we heard from the Dallas chief there was, we're asking our police to do too much. We're asking him to be law enforcement and mental health and drug rehab and all of these things. Is that where you're going with this? Is that your thought that ending this war on drugs would free up our police to do their real jobs?
Absolutely. You know, the role of law enforcement should be to support reducing the harm of drugs and stopping the violence associated with it.
Now, part of the
war on marijuana in California, you know, throughout the years, there's been thousands of American lives, 10,000 of Mexican lives ruined by the drug gangs and cartels.
Yeah, and part of this also that I think we need to think about, when we're talking about the people whose lives are disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs, tends to be young people and people of color, and they tend to be impacted because their use can't be safely inside their homes. They live in, say, Section 8 housing where drug use is not allowed, or they've got relatives living there that have parole or probation. They can't have drugs around them. So what's the answer for, in a legalization world, the people that don't have the home to smoke in and not harm anyone else with? What would the answer be? You know, California has got this Adult Use of Marijuana Act coming up,
right?
And you may legalize
right.
marijuana in California, but for the people that, you know, black folks, black youth that are getting busted because they're sitting on the stoop and they got nowhere else to smoke, what are we going to do for them?
Well, we need to legalize it. We need to legalize it so we get it off the streets, so they don't have sitting around anywhere out in the public. We need to regulate it. We need to legalize it and control it. So we get it out of the streets. We get it into dispensaries that do not sell to kids. I mean, I know legalization sounds scary, but it really is taking the illegal market away from the street dealers and bringing it into dispensaries that in California that will not sell to anyone under 21.
Well, I wonder what are your thoughts on something like a pot lounge or a public place where people could go like they do with alcohol to be able to consume together, to be able to gather together and not harm others?
I have no problem with those. I have no problem with those. I believe there should be, just like alcohol, there should be places like that that, again, are regulated, have to be 21, and if people, adults, are using it in a responsible manner, I see no problem with that.
Okay.
And that the police shouldn't be there enforcing or raiding these lounges. And I know there's a lot of communities that are interested in that. And, you know, the legality is, we probably have a way on that. But I get it off the streets, get it into regulated, licensed lounges. That sounds good to me.
All right. We're speaking with Joe Baldy. He was an officer with the South San Francisco Police Department, and he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the world's leading organization of former law enforcement professionals, speaking out against the folly of drug prohibition. You can find him at leap.cc, LEAP.cc, and follow him on Twitter at CopsSayLegalize. And Joe, this is a great opportunity coming up here for California with what is now called Prop 64, the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. And when you're out there in your communities talking to people, what are some of the concerns they have? Because, you know, it seems like most people think it's a fait accompli. It's going to be legalized in California sooner rather than later. So for those people that are still afraid of it, what do they fear and what do you tell them?
Well, the most what I hear is that because it's going to be legal, that kids are going to use it. And that's not the goal. In fact, obviously, it's the complete opposite. And once we legalize it and regulate it and have it in dispensaries and have it so you have to be 21, you know, there's, according to government surveys, there's about 1 million teenage drug dealers across the country. Mm. And what do they say is easier to buy, marijuana or beer? Well, it's marijuana. Why? I mean, there's thousands of liquor stores all over the place. Well, because liquor stores check IDs. They don't sell to kids, but the dealers do. And when kids are going to dealers for marijuana, there's also a tendency to go, hey, let's do some crack. Let's do some coke. Let's do some heroin. With the passage of Prop 64 in California in November, we will get the drug dealer, the street dealer, out of the streets and away from our kids. So our law enforcement can do other things, deal with violent crimes, rapes. You know, in Cleveland last year, where they had 400,000 rape tests that were untested, they weren't a priority. The drug tests were.
Hmm. What a shame that is. You've perfectly encapsulated something we hear on the show called WOTC, What About the Children. The other thing we hear a lot as a fear is something I called SMOF, Stoned Mayhem on the Freeways. Does the legalization of marijuana worry you with respect to traffic safety, especially in a city like South San Francisco?
You know, we don't want anybody using any products that's going to impair their driving, you know, but we need to have effective laws that don't punish people for driving high. You know, is that a reason to keep marijuana illegal? No, it's just like a reason to ban alcohol, which causes far more damage on the roads. And we need to put more education and prevention and learning the proper techniques. Some states have for the THC, the presumptive test, and those are just not accurate. AAA and National Highway Transportation Association stated that those were not valuable tests because THC metabolizes different in your body than alcohol. And we need to really figure out what's the best way to find the right amount of when people are actually high while they're driving, or if it was 4 or 5 days later and they use cannabis and still in their system. Mm-hmm. You know, those need to be figured out. But here in California, we already utilize recognized training and best practices designed to detect roadside impairment like this. Other states, not so much.
Right. Yeah. It's not as if legalizing marijuana in California is going to legalize stone driving. It's always been illegal in California, and you guys have been pretty good at picking it up, from what I understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One final question with just about a minute to go here, Joe Baldy. We briefly mentioned earlier the problems this country's been through with respect to police and law enforcement among certain communities. How much do you feel that this drug prohibition has led to the friction that we find between, say, African-American and Latino communities versus the police, the feeling that they're occupied?
Well, where do most neighborhoods do police make most marijuana arrests? You know, they're poor neighborhoods. Well, they're especially poor black neighborhoods. But it's a big misconception, you know, that people have on the war on drugs. Because government surveys repeatedly show that white kids are, if anything, more likely to use marijuana than black kids. Mm. But when we conduct random searches, sting operations, large-scale investigations in black neighborhoods, who ends up getting popped? Well, black kids. You know, they're almost 4 times likely to be arrested than whites for marijuana possession. So they aren't more likely to use. And in California, black and Latinos are disproportionately arrested for marijuana. So, this, you know, the racial discrimination in law enforcement, it harms the relationships between communities and police. And that's prevalent of what's going on now. Mm.
So well put. Joe Baldy, formerly with South San Francisco Police Department, currently with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with Prop 64 this November.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Russ.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Radical Rant. We're going to talk about K2 and zombies in New York City when we return.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.